Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday morning, December 17th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
BirchTech CEO discusses why the company expects to close out 2025 and head into 2026 on a strong note. Richard McPherson, CEO of BirchTech Corp., recently discussed the company's strong outlook for closing out 2025 and heading into 2026 on a positive note. With a focus on the progress made in their water treatment division, BirchTech anticipates a robust finish to the year and a promising pipeline for the upcoming year. McPherson highlighted the company's growth driver in treating water for utilities and power companies, expecting a significant increase in revenue through 2026. Stay tuned for BirchTech's continued success in the water treatment industry. Investor News Breaks: Max Power Mining, Otin Mat F. Frankfurt 89N, closes $5 million private placement with Vietnam-based strategic partner. Max Power Mining, listed on the CSE under MaxS on the OTC as MaxXF and on the Frankfurt Exchange as 89N, has successfully closed a $5 million private placement with a Vietnam-based strategic partner. This significant investment marks the first of its kind in Saskatchewan by a Vietnam-based company and establishes a strategic partnership with Bitexco affiliate Big Energy. The funds will support accelerated exploration and potential commercial development of natural hydrogen across Max Power's 1.3 million acre land package in Saskatchewan, positioning the company at the forefront of the emerging clean energy sector. Max Power is focused on North America's decarbonization shift and is a pioneer in the natural hydrogen sector, with plans to commence drilling in Q4 2025 on identified target areas. Additionally, the company holds a portfolio of properties in the United States and Canada, including the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project in Arizona.
Investor News Breaks: OTC Cube X engages IBN to support corporate communications strategy. Xerient Inc., a technology company focused on advanced and sustainable materials, has engaged IBN to support its corporate communications strategy. Xerient operates as a strategic holding company with exposure to aerospace and advanced materials technologies, including its Dorver Advanced Materials Program, led by Nexboard TM, a composite construction panel made from recycled plastic and fiber waste, enhanced with proprietary nanotechnology-based fire retardants. Nexboard TM is being developed as a high-performance alternative to traditional building materials and is undergoing testing and certification. Xerient is focused on identifying, developing, and commercializing breakthrough technologies, particularly advanced materials, for a wide range of industrial markets. For more information, visit Xerient's newsroom at IBN website.
With a bigger patent infringement award expected, BirchTech is ready for its water purification expansion. BirchTech Corp., parent company of ME2C and WE2C, is expanding into water purification after settling a patent lawsuit in 2024. CEO Richard McPherson revealed that the court's rulings in the company's favor have led them to request a final judgment of $160 million, up from the initial $57 million award. With a focus on clean water technologies, BirchTech is poised for growth and sees this judgment as a pivotal moment for the company's future.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies executes a confidentiality agreement with Aegis Critical Energy Defense Corp. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Ltd. has executed a non-disclosure agreement with Aegis Critical Energy Defense Corp., a Canadian energy technology company. This agreement allows for the exchange of confidential information and potential collaboration opportunities in secure energy, digital platforms, and critical infrastructure applications. Areas of interest may include secure energy systems, digital platforms integration, and government and defense adjacent use cases. The agreement does not commit either party to a transaction, but enables structured discussions. Aegis CEO Paul Dixon emphasized the importance of exploring collaboration opportunities responsibly. SciTech CEO Brenton Scott highlighted the NDA as a foundation for potential collaboration while maintaining strong governance and information protection. John Paul DeJoria joins Phytotech as advisor and investor to champion a healthier, more sustainable future for food. John Paul DeJoria, legendary entrepreneur and co-founder of Patron Spirits and John Paul Mitchell Systems, has joined Phytotech as an advisor and investor. Phytotech is pioneering plant-based cell culture technology that produces clean, functional ingredients with a lower glycemic index than traditional sugars. This technology uses less water and land, reducing carbon impact and offering a healthier option for beverages and foods. DeJoria believes in giving back to people and the planet, and sees Phytotech as a revolutionary example of technology and nature working together for good. As a member of Phytotech's advisory board, DeJoria will lend his visionary leadership to help accelerate the company's global growth and impact, marking a meaningful chapter in his mission to leave the world better than he found it.
CleanGo Innovations Inc., subsidiary Kubera Black Technology to acquire European pharmaceutical leader Freya Pharmaceutici SRL, targeting the global health market. CleanGo Innovations Inc., subsidiary Kubera Black Technology has entered into a non-binding letter of intent to acquire Freya Pharmaceutici SRL, a European pharmaceutical leader. Freya specializes in plant-based therapeutics, including medical devices, nutritional supplements, and food for special medical purposes. With a focus on ethical and sustainable practices, Freya's products have no known side effects. The company's revenue exceeded 3.1 million euros in 2024, and it is on track to surpass that in 2025. The acquisition will allow CleanGo to expand its market presence globally, integrating Freya's innovative solutions in nutraceuticals and aesthetic medicine sectors. The completion of the transaction is subject to due diligence and regulatory approvals.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.